Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. It's great to be back with all of you. I'd like to thank my dear colleague, Brandon, for filling in while I was away last week. Thank you so much, Brandon. Heard you did a great job and looking forward to the next time when I am away, knowing that you could still write in without missing a beat. So really, thanks so much. And then for all of you, our dear callers, dear participants, on this call now coming up on 6 years, it's really, really great to be back with each and every single one of you this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you are in the world. The daily call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 8th day of the month of Shvat. Already, Yom Shlishi, the 9th day of Shvat in Israel. Odu l'Adonai ki tov, ki li'olam chasdo. After 843 long days, the final hostage of the October 7th massacre has been brought back home. Just a few hours ago, it was confirmed that the body of Ran Gavili, whose name we have mentioned here daily on the Tehillim call, has been finally returned to Israel for a proper burial and comfort to his family, to his people, and to the world. May his neshama have an aliyah. We really are so grateful to Hashem, to the IDF, and for all who played a role in bringing him back to Israel. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, and all of us in Chutz Laaretz around the world, that there be peace in the world. Additionally, amongst all Chalei Yisrael, all those whom we are davening for, please keep in mind Rafael Yitzchak Aaron ben Malkachana. May he and all those in need of a refuah, be it physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, may all have a refuah shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Isaiah Rothstein of the Greenpoint Shul in Brooklyn, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Rothstein's remarks, we'll recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we'll recite Achenu in both Hebrew as well as in English. We'll be followed by the Mishaberach for our dear and brave Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Rothstein will conclude with the Mishaberach V'cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds so that each of us on the call here can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link, ou.org/Tehillim call. I want to welcome all those who have joined just over the last couple of days, over the past week while I was away. It's wonderful to have you with us. Again, the link to join is ou.org/Tehillim call. And to sponsor the call for a day, a week, a month, for any reason, celebrate a simcha, to commemorate a yard site, it can be done at ou.org/call. Again, ou.org/call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rothstein.
What a testament to each of you who have been joining together for years to recite Tehillim B'tzibor. May the chizuk, the ways in which you have empowered the Jewish people through Tehillim over these trying years of so many compounded traumas, ripple out to all those who are in need of healing, of resolution, and of comfort. The Pele Yoetz, Rabbi Eliezer Papo, the prominent 19th century Sephardic rabbi and Kabbalist, writes, "Sha'aragil b'sefer Tehillim docha kol mine paniot u'pagayim ra'im." Those who engage in daily Tehillim can push away all different forms of hardship. For oneself, for one's family, for one's community, the Jewish people, and the entire generation alive today. Magalgel Elam, says the Pele Yoetz, and those who continue to return to the Tehillim and recite them daily, Kol Minei Shefa Bracho V'Tovos V'Hatzlacha, all the different forms of light and bracha and opportunities for success can open before us. And so as we enter into Shabbos Shira, this coming Shabbos that we commemorate the first song sung as a nation at the sea, we are reminded that the Gemara in Pesachim teaches the Amar of Yeshua ben Levi Basar Ma'amaro Shel Shevach Ne'amar Sefer Tehillim, that there are 10 forms of song found in Tehillim. There's the Nitzuach, or the Nigun, the Maskil, the Mizmor, the Shir, the Ashrei, the Tehillah, the Tefillah, Hoda'ah, and the Alleluia. And it's a reminder that Tehillim creates space for the full range of human emotions. And needless to say, in this beautiful but broken world with so much loneliness, with too many vulnerable people who need us, Hashem should give us the strength to sing our song, to long for the Mashiach, and to realize that the secret to Jewish resilience is found in our ability to keep moving forward. And seeing that tomorrow is International Holocaust Remembrance Day, I want to remind you about an inspiring and towering figure who taught us what it means to keep moving forward, to have resilience, even before the sea can split. Rabbi Yekusiel Yehuda Halberstam, also known as the Klausenberger Rebbe, the founding Rebbe of the Sanz Klausenberg dynasty, was born into greatness, but his life was shaped by unimaginable loss. At just 14, he lost his father and stepped into his role as the town's rabbi. By 21, he had been called to lead the community of Klausenberg, then part of Hungary, and to head its yeshiva. He became one of the youngest rebbes in Europe, guiding thousands across Romania and Hungary with a rare blend of his brilliance and also compassion. And the Holocaust shattered his world. In Auschwitz, the Rebbe lost his wife and 11 children, and we know he didn't lose his faith. In the darkest time, one of the darkest times of Jewish history, he became a pillar of hope for the brokenhearted. In 1944, during a death march that fell on Tisha B'Av, the Rebbe led the Jews in reciting kinos, prayers of grief and of mourning as the Nazis tormented them. And forced to remove their shoes for the fast day, the prisoners were marched barefoot over broken glass, left to die under the burning sun. And the survivors recalled that the Rebbe urged them to dig, and water miraculously rose from the earth, and their lives were spared, and even the Nazis were stunned. And the Rebbe simply said, "Here is proof that even in the thickest darkness, Hashem still loves us." Another time, after being shot and left to bleed out, he wrapped a leaf around his wound and vowed that if he survived, he would dedicate the rest of his life to saving others. And he did survive. And true to his promise, he remained in DP camps to feed the hungry, comfort the orphans, marry off survivors, rebuild schools, and restore hope. He established the Sheris HaPleta, the organization of the surviving remnant, and even drew the admiration of then General Dwight Eisenhower, who affectionately called him the Wonder Rabbi. And in time, the Rebbe rebuilt communities in the United States and in Israel, established a new Sanz neighborhood in Netanya, and founded a now world-renowned Laniado Hospital, built on the principle that every human being is a divine spark. And he remarried and he raised 7 more children. And today, his sons continue to lead Sanz Klausenberg communities in New York and Netanya. And friends, Chavra, as a people, we know the weight of history, the heaviness of conflicts, the ache of uncertainty, and yet we are still here. We pray, we teach, we sing, we tell our children our stories, we keep moving forward. And so as we pray Tehillim today for all those who are in need, I want to leave you with the following. There's a teaching from the Belzer Rebbe that he says that one of the holiest lines in all of Tanakh is the line that we read in the Torah after the death of Sarah. Vayakam Avraham me'al p'nei mato. After Sarah passes away, Avram rose from before his dead. Vayakam Avraham. Avraham didn't just rise, but he kept rising again and again. After every trial, after every heartbreak, Vayakam Avraham me'al p'nei mato, he stood back up. And together with us for the remainder of 5786, as we enter into the Gregorian 2026, may we all be able to rise together. So please join me wherever you are as we recite Tehillim. Lamnaseach mizmor l'David yancha Adonai v'yom tzara yisagevcha Shem Elai Yaakov Yishlach ezercha mikodesh M'tzion yisadeka yizkor Kol minuch osecha v'lo osecha Yedash nasela Yitain l'cha kelava v'cha v'cha t'zacha yimale Niranina v'yeshua s'cha U'v'shem Eloheinu nigdol yimale Adonai m'kol m'shal s'cha t'oyedati Yoshi Adonai Mashiacho Yaneo Mishame Kadoshov Gvurot Yesha Yemino Ela Barecha Ve'el Basusem Va'anachnu Mishim Adonai Eloheinu Naskirim Akaruf Inafanu Va'anachnu Kamnu B'nes Odad Adonai Yoshi HaMelech Yaninu V'yom Koreinu Shilamalos, the sign I ever remain your voice, Ezri, me and Adonai, Sishma and Boris. I eat in the most I know Shamrecha, he never yanum, below Isha. Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzucha, Yad Yeminecha. Yom Ha'am HaShemesh L'yakecha V'yareach V'layla Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmor Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Teitcha V'vayecha Me'ata V'yad Olam Shir HaMalos V'mamakim K'rasicha Adonai Adonai Shema V'kol Yitiyan Adna Uznecha K'shuvos V'kol Tachon Yunayim Abanos T'shmarya Adonai mi'amosh, ki mecha aslicha leman divarei. Ki zisi Adonai kitsa nafshi, v'lidvaro achalti nafshi. L'Adonai, en l'shomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker, yechel yisrael Adonai. Kim Adonai Chesed V'Arbeimo Fidus V'ho Yiftes Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. We'll now recite Achinu. As for our siblings, the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or dry land, made all the present, may Hashem have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly soon, and let us say Amen. And as Rabbi Herman mentioned at the top, that yes, Ron Gavili, finally, we are beyond grateful to Hashem that his family are no longer in this liminal state of aninus, that they can now sit Shiva for their son. And though this chapter of October 7th is officially closed with zero hostages left in Gaza, we know that the afterlife of October 7th calls us to sing and pray Achinu with renewed passion.
Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanetunim b'tzara, b'tzara, u'v'ashivya, ha'omdim bein bayam, u'bein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem, yirachem aleihem, yotziem mitzara, levacha umeapel aleora, umishibob legeol ashta, Bagala uvizman kariv v'nomar amin.
We now say Misha Baruch Hachai Leitza Haganal Yisrael prayer for the Israeli Defense Forces and the protectors of the State of Israel. Mishaberach, I will say no Avim Yitzhak V'yakalu Yivarech Eschaylei Tzvagana L'Yisrael Vachei Kochot HaBitachon HaOmdim HaMishmar Arzeinu V'arei Eloheinu Midlo Avanon V'ad Midbar Mitzrayim U'mayam HaGadol Ad Levar Aval V'chom Mekom Shem V'yabasha V'lir V'yam Yitain Adonai Tzavim HaKamim Aleinu Nigafim L'pneyam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzil Eschayleinu Mekol Tzar V'tzuka ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה, וכל מעשה ידיהם ידבר, שונאינו תחתיהם יתתרם, וכסף ישועה ותר ניצחון, וקיים בהם הכסוף, כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולך עמכם להילחם לכם, עם אויביכם לשיעתכם, ונאמר אמן. We now say a prayer for all those who are in need of healing. Mishaberach l'cholim. Mishaberach avosein rabam yitzav yakum moshev aron davidu shlomo ve'im oseinu sara rivka rasha v'leya bo yivarechev yirpei esacholim. Bishar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei rachamim aleihem Lehachal imam Lerafosam Lehachazikam Lehachayosam Vishlach lehem eira Refuah shleima min hashamayim lechol evareihem lechol gideihem v'hesoch shacholei Yisrael. Should be a healing of the body, of the spirit, of the mind, of the heart. Refuah sanefesh, refuah saguf. May a complete recovery come speedily today. Hashtava agala uvizman kariv vinomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Rothstein. Great to have you on. Look forward to your extended future opportunities. Also want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at the time to share a moment of tefillah prayer together. Again, I want to thank Brandon for all of his help for this past week. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.